Hey. No, nothing's wrong with my family. Yeah, we need to talk. No, not that kind of issue. You aren't doing anything here, bro. Chill on the sarcasm for now, please. This is serious. And no nicknames. You don't deserve to call me kitten. Yes, I'm really pissed off today, dude. This has to stop. You don't even get it, do you? Dude, we've known each other for 22 years of our lives. You legit would not stop bothering me to hang out with you. And when we did hang, you'd always try to garden or play house, even though you knew I absolutely hated all of that. I wanted to play flag football or dodgeball. When we were 15, you forced me to stop watching Derrick Rose's highlights and play that godforsaken Destiny game with you. And we played it for a whole year. Shut up, I'm not done. Interrupt me again, and I swear to God, I will stop talking to you forever. And you know I'm great at ignoring you when I'm mad. You remember how when we were 19, those guys at the swim school kept touching me and pinning me against the wall? And how when someone told you because I was too afraid to, you took a golf club and beat them with it? You almost got locked up for a long time, if not for the mother of the guys admitting what they were doing. But you didn't care, did you? You kept agonizing over me, making sure I was safe to swim in class. Everyone thought we were a couple. No, stop assuming you know what this is about. You clearly don't. Just shut the fuck up and listen. Anyways, you and I, we've been through a lot together. And even though we have, you have yet to move forward with anything. You're not that attractive. You're not that in shape. You're not rich. Those are excuses you keep saying. Every time a girl has tried to date you, you push them away. Remember Shanice from dance? Literally asked you out to prom and you said no because you had to work. I remember because I left prom to stay in the cafe with you until close. I remember because you grabbed my hand and we danced like fucking morons to some old tunes over a busted radio when no one was in. I remember how when your mom passed away last year, you left for half a year. Didn't tell me shit, just left. You apologized for leaving, but you didn't apologize for not telling me. For not taking me with you. You just bottled up all of that pain and grief and left to live in the forest. I know I've already told you this, but I was sick. I thought you were lying in a ditch somewhere. You didn't text me or call me. You didn't trust me with your grief, as if I didn't want to protect you the way you did me. You try to put everything on your fucking shoulders, and you always listen to me, always rub my head and massage it when I'm anxious. Yet you never do anymore. Why? Wow, you're looking at me like you still don't get it. You can't be so amazing to a girl like that and not expect her to love you. You fucking idiot. Your shocked face pisses me off. Do you really not know? Dude, you've been my mental fucking husband since like forever. Shh. Please stop with the insecurity because I really don't have time for it. I don't at all. Scoot over. I'm sitting next to you. Look at me. I'm upset with you because you haven't told me you love me. It's obvious, painfully obvious to me, the way you always find an excuse to touch me. Yes, sometimes you accidentally touched my ass, but you also never shied away from touching my hair, my hands, my lips. You always spend your time with me, and I know you purposefully find things to do because you don't want to appear needy. I'm not stupid. I pay way too much attention to you to not notice. You're hard already, and I just sat down. I know you don't get turned on easily. I'm the only one who does this to you, aren't I? Denial won't matter to me. I saw your lotion when we were in high school. That lube always appeared when I'd send you vids of me dancing on Snapchat. You were jerking to me, weren't you? You kept me waiting so long. That insecurity inside you is at fault. It's because I'm really, really pretty, right? Am I a good woman? I'm not bragging. I know my worth. I'm very self-aware. I am studying to be a psychologist, after all. Yes, there it is. Yes, we're in public, but it's dark and wet outside. It's 3 a.m. in a cafe that not even the employees pay attention to. Now stop talking. You're leaking already. This cock feels so nice in my hand. It's thick, like it's ready to burst. You made me wait so long. 22 fucking years. I can't wait anymore. You're clearly not dating anyone. You're clearly too insecure to fuck me. I can't wait for you anymore. Oh, your face is so cute. I forgot this is your first time getting a hand job. How do I know how to do this? Because I fucked before. I'm not insecure like you, bro. And I got tired of waiting for you to make me your wife. I was angry, and I needed a distraction. Only two. One was a frenzied quickie with one of the pool guys. He kind of forced himself on me, and I gave in. That made you angry, I can tell. But that's why you protected me, didn't you? Yeah. My baby defends me. What do you mean I'm acting strange? No, sweetie, this is me now. I've been hiding it because I'd hope you'd take the initiative. Clearly, that isn't the case. Shh, don't moan so loud. You'll get us in trouble. Come for me. Come now. Oh, wow. That's a lot. Good. Very good. My anger is satiated for now. Look, I need you to figure this out or I'm going to have to leave you. I can't keep doing this. The fake way we go about things. You and I were meant to be together and I can't accept less. My house will be open tonight. Make sure your apartment is locked and come over. You have only tonight. I don't expect you to get over your insecurities in a day. I don't even really know why you have them. But I will no longer accept a man that won't take what I'm willingly ready to give. I'm yours, baby. I'm your kitten. But you need to show that to me.